Good morning, dear listeners. Today, we continue again with our podcast series on therapeutic mushrooms, healing with mycotherapy, subject of my book. And today we speak about the famous shiitake, or Lentinula edodes, shiitake. So the shiitake is a delicious edible therapeutic mushroom. Has a high nutritional value. In Japan, it's been cultivated for centuries, and in their traditional medicine, it's considered the elixir of life that is in Japan and also China. It promotes vitality and energy, and today is widely cultivated everywhere in the world and is the second largest commercial mushroom product after the reishi. So it's the reishi is the number one therapeutic mushrooms available, but the second one is shiitake. Why? Because first it can be a culinary mushroom, can be cooked and added to the diet. It's a traditional therapeutic properties and one of the most studied in medicine, again with reishi and the Coriolis versicolor. So the three most studied therapeutic mushrooms are shiitake, reishi, and Trametes or Coriolis versicolor. Now, going back to shiitake, is the source of various compounds with proven pharmacological activities, and that includes eritadidine, lentinin protein, and in particular lentinan. Lentinan is very important polysaccharide, originating from the Lentinula edodes, which is the shiitake, and that is very important because it can be used to lower the cholesterol levels. So basically, let's go back. If we go back to the therapeutic properties, we can speak about the immune system. It shows anti-tumor activity, prevents diabetes type 2 and cardiovascular diseases. It's also an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory, hepatoprotective properties, which means that it can be useful in case of liver disorder, and it helps against bronchitis and all types of allergies. So in Japan, has been used as an adjunct treatment for gastric cancer, along with chemotherapy or radiotherapy. It shows activities against viral, bacterial, fungal, and parasitic infections, such as candidiasis, for example, according to two different studies. It has high nutritional values and is an excellent source of proteins containing essential amino acids and minerals and provitamin D2. So it's very low in fat and is a healthy food suitable for vegetarians and vegans, full of proteins. So various trials on patients demonstrate that it can be useful in types of cancers, tumors such as gastric, colorectal, breasts, and prostate cancer, because of the polysaccharide, lentinan B, beta-glucans, and in adjunct with chemotherapy have showed longer survival, reduced the side effects of the chemotherapy, improved quality of life in one study, 2010. So this particular compound, lentinan, from the shiitake, has highlighted anti-tumor activities and also some beneficial effects on patients with hepatitis and HIV. And just to conclude, eritadenine, a secondary metabolite of shiitake, so this particular compound, eritadenine, reduces lipid levels in blood through increased excretion of dietary cholesterol in its metabolic degradation. So basically, in a nutshell, it can be useful to lower the cholesterol level and preventing cardiovascular diseases. So in one study, it's been reported a decrease of total cholesterol by between 7% and 12%, and triglycerides by 6% to 7% in another study. So we can say that the main therapeutic application is immune system support, and cholesterol control. Other applications can be viral infections, hepatitis B, HIV, cancer, parasitic infections, candidiasis, etc. So all this information can be found in my book. This is the chapter 10 on shiitake, and this is all for today. We just the last note about shiitake, that it can be used along with other cholesterol reducing cholesterol levels, like red yeast rice, which we will talk in the next podcasts, and it can be combined with these other. In some rare cases, there have been some reports of shiitake dermatitis. So some people rarely have developed after consumption of these mushrooms, mostly like cooked as a culinary mushroom, related to maybe some raw mushrooms without being cooked, without being processed, some cases of dermatitis. But no cases have been reported in supplements. So this was only like if somebody just ate it raw or not well cooked. Okay, so this is all for today. Thank you for listening and have a nice day.